This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into heaven, so we may also in heart and mind there ascend, and with him continually dwell. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus gathers with them, says his goodbye, ascends to his Father, and I always wonder what disciple said, "This would be a great occasion for a spaghetti dinner." Those of you who have been around here for a while know that this is one of my favorite feast days. It is one of my favorite feast days because of the message that it gives to us. It is the greatest compliment that Jesus could ever give to his disciples and to us. He says, "You can do this. I have faith enough in you that I am leaving and you are now in charge to do what I have done." It's a little scary, isn't it? But it's a little exciting as well. I remember when I was ordained, my spiritual director, who had this dry sense of wit, called me aside and said, "Marty, why aren't you nervous?" And I said, "Why should I be nervous?" And he said, "Don't you realize that now about 100 souls are entrusted to your care, and it's up to you whether or not they make it to heaven?" I don't think so. There is tremendous, tremendous confidence that Jesus places in us. I traditionally tell you two stories on this night, and for those of you who haven't been here, this will be your first hearing of it. My father, he was a wonderful, wonderful man, but he was the man. He was in charge. We went somewhere, you didn't dare argue with Dad about the bill because Dad was paying the bill. Dad was in charge. We were going somewhere, Dad was driving the car. If he didn't know how to get there, he still was going to tell us how to get there. There was a moment when my whole family came over to visit me in Rome, and this was a big deal. It was the first time that most of my brothers and sisters and parents had been out of the country. And I remember Dad saying, "Can you take us? We got to change money." And Dad had all these traveler's checks, and we went, and that time it was lira, long before the euro, and we changed this boatload of American Express traveler's checks into lira. And it was something like 50 million lira. I mean, it was a huge amount. And he took all of that money, and he was almost crying, and he handed it to me, and he said, "Marty, take care of us." There was a moment there that we shared that was amazing. There was an ascension moment there. And I'm sure in your own lives you can relate to times when someone has said, "The torch is now passed to you, and you are in charge because I have confidence in you." That's what this feast day is about. I remember in my travel days, I was gifted to lead these trips around the world, and as most of you know, that's how I ended up with my beautiful wife. On one of those trips, I was doing photographic safaris in Kenya, and I'm not a photographer, and I thought I'd be bored to death doing this, but they allowed me to do that, and I loved it. They actually offered me a job to stay in Kenya, and I almost did. But one of the highlights of that trip for the people was that they would get to go on a hot air balloon ride over the Masai Mara, that out of Africa type of area in the Serengeti, where they would go and see the giraffes and the hippos and the lions and you name it down there. And this was a very expensive thing to do. At that time, it's back in 1983, 84, And it was back then about $500. So you can imagine what it would cost today to do that. Well, I did these trips over and over again for 3 months. And on the last trip, they said, "Marty, we have a surprise for you today." And they said, "You're going up in the balloon today." So here we are. And it was just going to be me, the local guides with the spears, and then the balloonist, the pilot, as they're called. Well, here we are, if you can imagine, what you would do is you would go up in the balloon, and then you would come back down in the middle of the Maasai Mara, where the natives would be there with their spears, and they would spread out a picnic blanket, and they would have brought this gorgeous feast with Dom Perignon champagne, and you name it, and there in the middle, with all of the wildlife around, you would have this feast. So, we go up, we're going down. "Hey, that's a nice giraffe." And he'd go down and he'd come down closer to it. "There's a pride of lions over there," and he'd go over there to see that. So finally it comes down and we see where the picnic basket has been spread, and they have their spears, because they keep their spears about 6 feet apart, because those huge birds have a wingspan of about 8 feet. So if the spears are every 6 feet, they can't come down and steal the food, which they would do. They're big enough, they could probably steal a small child if they wanted to. So here we are, and he lands the balloon, and they get me out. Something happens with the balloon, and it was tied down, but evidently not well enough, and the balloon starts to move and go away. The pilot does one of these, jumps into the basket of the balloon, and there he goes. And there I am with these natives surrounding me, looking up like this. And I said, "What do we do now?" And the head guide turned to me and he said, "Mr. Marty, I suggest you stop looking up and you start looking around." This is what Jesus is telling us tonight. Stop looking up, guys. Start looking around. And start looking around this world and how you can take what Jesus says individually to each one of us and says, "I have confidence in you. You can make a difference. No matter how limited you think you might be, you can make a difference." And if Jesus has confidence in us, what more do we need? That's what we celebrate tonight.